Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Gordon Whitmire joins us on the CDW hotline. CDW, making IT solutions work for you. Orchestration by CDW. CDW, people who get it. Good morning, Gordon. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Hey, didn't you get all your stuff from Theo?
Yeah, we don't need anything. Well, we just a couple of follow-ups. Should they fire Joe Matt? Oh, come on.
Hey, I was waiting for that question on the
Really?
Theo,
I mean, the texters were too, which is bizarre
well,
to me.
The premise, since Joe is overrated, why is he still a manager? Well, you know, Theo was the guy who went out and got Joe Madden and fired the other guy who was here because he was elevating the managerial position. He went out and got what he believed to be the best available, who became available. So, but how would you interpret the when Theo does say we have plenty of talent on this team, it's our job to get it to basically show up every night. That does land at the manager's doorstep, doesn't it?
Well, I think we saw some of that in the first half last year. I mean, I think there was some insinuation of that, especially in retrospect. Now they had some built-in, I guess, excuses because they played into November. And then the offseason was historically crazy for any team that's ever won a World Series. So they had some of that. But, you know, when it went into late May and into June and then didn't get better. It actually got worse for a while late in that first half. You start to wonder whether your approach was the right approach and whether the guys on the field staff are doing what they're supposed to be doing. So I think there's probably – when you think you've got that resolved going into this year, it's natural to kind of wonder about that.
Yeah, you know, I think it's natural to wonder about it after you watch that game last night. I mean, it was a bizarre sequence there where you finally get a hit and you got first and third and there's no outs and Javi Baez is up and Joe kind of explains away the idea of the squeeze bunt as, well, you know, he has a high strike ratio against Andrew Miller, and he turns out he has four
at bats. Take it for him.
Yeah,
right.
Well, that's.
I mean, you've got all your bench bats are available. You've
right.
got switch hitters, and you've got a right hander that makes good contact. If that's the issue, pinch hit.
Certainly do it with Hayward, right? Certainly do it later in the inning. That's
certainly
the one.
Certainly do it.
Yeah.
Certainly do it with Hayward. Left on left, and it almost doesn't matter who's pitching to Hayward. At that point, you may not get another chance. And as it turned out, they didn't. So absolutely. And again, you've got lots of options still available to you. Absolutely. I mean, that's the way it read to me, and that's not 2020 hindsight. That's like, what the hell?
Yeah, in the moment, everyone's going, what are you doing here? And
yeah.
Andrew
yeah.
Miller, to hear him say after the game, well, that was Joe's. The bunt was automatic in that situation when he was in Tampa, so I was ready for it. But I'm still trying to get a strike out there and be aggressive. I don't want the inning to blow up on me. But the surprise party wasn't there, if you take Andrew Miller at his word.
Yeah, and you know, whether it's Javi, I mean, this same team saw Javi do this in Game 7. It was a different pitcher, but it was the same type of a move in a similar situation. I think it was tied then in the ninth. But Joe loves a safety squeeze. He loves it. We can pick this apart. If they score two runs earlier in the game, it's a whole different situation, and we're not talking
right.
about it. But you also had the slowest guy on your team this side of the pitching staff on third base.
Yep.
So if you're going to put down that bunt, and by the way, if you're confident of getting the bunt down, maybe it's time to make it a suicide squeeze and not a safety squeeze to give your guy a chance to score. If he's got to hesitate and wait, then he doesn't have the wheels to pull it off, depending on where it's hit. And then the other thing is, so, you know, on those plays, you need to make sure it's not bunted back to the pitcher before you commit to the plate. So there's all these things that come into play on that. For me, I'd just be in favor of swinging the bat.
Here's a wildly unpopular question that's going to get me in trouble, but I live on the edge. You look at Anthony Rizzo, and you know that he does tireless charity work, and it's fantastic, and he's, you know, a laudable human, and he does unbelievable stuff. And he was out, before a game, visiting the hospital, seeing kids. On the day off, he's going to Peoria to visit kids and do all the good stuff that he does. At some point, does he need to get a day off and just take a day off? I mean, maybe I'm projecting too much here, but wouldn't laying in bed and doing nothing help him a little bit? Or,
I think he does plenty of that, too.
Okay.
I mean, don't get him wrong. Every once in a while on the road, I mean, look, he's got the perfect manager for his thinking in the game, too. And he's got a track record. I'm not, this is in no way a criticism of him. This is just, it fits for him. I mean, look at his track record the last few years. I mean, he puts up the numbers. He's an all-star in the whole thing. And he's got a manager that doesn't care when you show up. And consequently, he's not the first one at the ballpark. I don't know that he ever has been, at least not in the last few years with Joe there. Sometimes you joke that, you know, they got the first bus, the second bus, and the Rizzo bus. So he gets plenty of, he manages his downtime, put it that way. And the stuff with the hospitals and the kids and the charity work that he does, yes, tireless and absolutely. I mean, it's such, you can't say enough good things about that. I also think that having those types of things in your life and committing to those has a way of sort of recalibrating you, keeping you fresh in some ways when you do go to work, when you do go do those things where now you're going to refocus and take something serious that's got a high degree of difficulty to it, both mentally and physically. So those other things sort of balance you. So I think that's, I don't think that's a place to go to try to figure out how to make Anthony Rizzo better the rest of the year.
You know, when you hear Theo say, during the World Series run, they came and played with intention every night, and that was maybe the anomaly. And he one texter said he sounds like a broken man. I don't know about that. He sounds like a frustrated man, certainly.
He sounds like he got up early and was on the radio.
But, I mean, a few weeks ago he said there's no cute name this year for it. The World Series hangover last year, there's no cute name to describe it. And now we're about 3 weeks or a month past when he said that, so the frustration is that this really is a treadmill type season where you're still sitting in fourth and you're 3-4 back and you make a little run and you get within a game or so, or maybe you're even up. But it just, there's no there. I mean, just.
Yeah. I mean, look, this is a talented team. There's no question about it. How talented, we can debate that all day long. You know, how talented they are compared to other teams in the division league and certainly a couple of those super teams over in the American League. They're good. No question. They've got the ability to be a playoff team again. They've got the ability to win a playoff series or two, at least, right? The difference is that 16 team was special. That was a unique coming together of many moving parts that wound up in incredible sync. You had a leadoff hitter that had a career year, and this was after you didn't think you were going to bring him back in the first place. So there's this jolt of emotion when he does show up in spring training. It sort of launches you for the rest of camp. You had Zobrist come in and with coming off a World Series and then having a good first half, and you had Hayward coming in, which was the right defensive guy in an outfield that needed what he brought there uniquely compared to other teams that went after him in the offseason. And then you had a pitching staff that was still performing in Lester and Arrieta coming off that amazing Cy Young season, and he was an all-star. He threw another no-hitter in that first half. And all of these pieces came together with a shared sense of purpose to go after the last great championship in American sports. They knew what they were going after. It was shared purpose. The front office had come through in the winter, and all the pieces were in place, and they attacked it. Coming off of that, I mean, how do you replicate that?
Mm-hmm.
How do even the same group of guys, how do you do that again? I mean, that was what happened in the first half last year. a collective exhale naturally. And yet they still rallied to get there again. So now it's a whole new challenge, a whole new season, and some of those guys are gone. They're not a super team. The Astros are a super team, but they're a good team. They've got flaws in the lineup. They've got gaps in the rotation right now. Little flaws with a couple of the new guys haven't really hit the ground yet. So they're leaning on a bullpen. If they can stay in games, they can win them late. And then they just hope for some collective improvement, especially with that lineup. I mean, and we'll see where that takes them.
All righty, Gordon. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Thanks,
that
Gordon.
That is Gordon Whitmire covering the Cubs for the Chicago Sun-Times.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.